Oakland's new progressive majority says they're committed to reversing the downward spiral of racial and economic inequality with solutions that meet the tenure of the moment. That includes revisiting a progressive business tax proposal. Supporters say it would provide relief to struggling small businesses and raise tens of millions of dollars in new revenue for the city to address homelessness, street and sidewalk repair, trash collection, fire prevention, and community safety. Carol Fife, with the group Moms Housing, was newly elected to the city council to represent West Oakland.
All of the things that we face, the things that that we fight, poverty, structural racism, environmental injustice, gender injustice, all of the things, and there's so many, exist because it is a cumulative effect of state-sanctioned violence. So when we talk about fratricide, when we talk about homicide, when we talk about poverty and housing insecurity and homelessness, we say that all violence is state violence.
Fife says that equity means everyone should get a chance to succeed and thrive, even though the world is not set up for everyone to succeed. Rebecca Kaplan was also sworn in as the at-large city council member for Oakland. She defeated an attempt by rideshare companies like Lyft and Uber to unseat her in November. Kaplan looks ahead to a council with a progressive majority in 2021.
One is to continue to insist that the administration implement policies the council has already adopted. That includes providing alternative locations for the homeless with dignity and sanitation. That includes cracking down on illegal gun dealers who are selling death into our community and making sure we're using public lands effectively to expand affordable housing.
Kaplan says Oakland can use vacant land owned by the school district to house the homeless and ensure that the city budget accounts for civilian responders to handle mental health calls instead of police. She says the city council has already approved a program to train civilian mental health responders. Progressives on the Oakland City Council have at times been at odds with Mayor Libby Schaaf, who gave remarks at the swearing-in ceremony. Schaaf urged all to look for the silver linings during the hard times of a pandemic.
Our employees have worked under tremendous risk, under so much uncertainty, but with so much love, dedication, resilience, and persistence, the ideals that brought us to public service to begin with. I like to call us the Silver Lining City. Finding the silver linings in this tragedy have been part of our ethos as Oaklanders.
Five Oakland City Council members were sworn in, including Dan Kalb, Noel Gallo, and newly elected Treva Reed. The city attorney, Barbara Parker, and four directors of the Oakland Board of Education were also sworn in. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.